Price 100.9, 92.7 of Melanie. It is a great Wednesday in the Queen City, and we've been talking about it for weeks now. It's just about upon us. We're talking about JoyFest 2013, and one of our special guests is going to be none other than Miss Leandria Johnson. I've got her on the phone. How you doing, lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We understand you're coming to the Queen City, and we're so excited about it. Now, of course, we know you got your start on BET Sunday Best.
Yes. Well, it's definitely a blessing. I'm just blessed and honored that God allowed me to go down that path and, you know, be a blessing to others and also meet some of my favorite artists for the first time.
And how's that been for you, meeting the legends and people who have influenced your ministry?
It was amazing. Kirk Franklin, Yolanda Adams, and Mary, even, you know, CeCe Winans, and, you know, Donnie McClurkin, Pastor McClurkin. You know, it was just an amazing opportunity, and just to be able to be amongst them and get their wisdom, you know, it's taken me a long way here, you know. I just thank God. I thank God for them, and I thank God for them believing in me and encouraging me through this walk.
I think I have to say I'm actually a preliminary judge for Sunday Best, and I've watched different people win. You've kind of been one of the few that really kind of, I guess I want to say, established your own territory. It's like you're definitely your own person. You've got your own ministry, your own following. Do you feel that way? How do you feel like you've been able to do that?
Well, I definitely feel different, meaning I'm a God worshiper all day. I'm a God praiser. I love God. But then also I'm human all day as well, you know, and I'm imperfect.
Right.
You know, I'm not a perfect person. But I create my own relationship with God, you know, and I know what he does for me and the things that he will do for me through my obedience. And I'm learning to be more obedient to his will, not mine. And a lot of people, you know, they may not agree with it, because I don't believe in, you know, going through trials and tribulations and then having to leave God or not work in my calling. And then, you know, certain people, they disagree with that. But I'm still here. I never condone anything that I do, you know, but I make mistakes, but I get up and I learn from them and I keep moving, you know. So that's just where I am. If that is cause to be different, then that is cause to be different.
More with Leandria Johnson in just a few minutes right here on Praise 100.9, 92.7. Praise 100.9 at 92.7 of Melanie. We're back with Leandria Johnson. And Leandria, before the break, we were talking about life experience and really transparency. Now, do you find that there's strength in your transparency? Some people view transparency as negative. Is that a place of strength for you?
Well, the only negative thing about it is what was done. That's
right.
The only thing that I can say that is negative about it. For us, you know, power or whatever, I'm just glad that other women and other men could know that the situation that they're in, it doesn't define who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just something that you got to go through. It's really just a test. Any and everything that we go through in life is really a test, and you got to pass it, you know. So I said to myself, I'm going to pass this test no matter what. You know, if I have to be the bad person right now, then I just have to be the bad person right now. I'm not a hypocrite. You know, I'm not saying to go out and do these things, but these things happen. It's reality. And I'm just going to always, you know, stand firm on the things that I've done. You're never going to find it out through anybody else. You're always going to find out through Leandria. You know, and I will stand and say yay and nay, you know, and that's just where I'm at right now. I'm just letting the people know, listen, this is real life, but never give up on God, and don't give up on God in the midst of your trials and tribulations. Keep moving, and God will bring you out of it. So that's where I am.
Obviously, that requires an enormous amount of strength. Have you always viewed yourself as a strong person, or is that something you found out about yourself?
It is definitely something that I found out about myself, because before, I come from a traditional background. I come where you couldn't wear pants, you couldn't wear makeup, you couldn't wear jewelry, you couldn't go to baseball games, you couldn't go to the movies, you couldn't go to prom, you couldn't go to this, that. So I was very sheltered in my life growing up. I was also a praise and worship leader in my dad's church, you know, but me being a young woman, you know, I my flesh was just as real as the first lady's flesh,
right,
you know, or the bishop's flesh, you know, but being young, trying to cover up those things, trying to sneak out and go to my boyfriend's house or sneak out and drink and sneak out and party. I did all of that, but I was yet still in church because I loved God, you know, but what I was taught I didn't see. You know, I've seen people in my family make mistakes. I've seen people stand in the pulpit and say that they're one thing, but I've seen them creep out and do otherwise. So that kind of, it deterred me a little bit, you know, from wanting to serve God, you know, because I saw people as hypocrites. So what I did was I just lived my life. And as I was living my life, God was still blessing me in the midst of what I was going through, or in the midst of what I was doing. So then I became advocate, you know, for Jesus Christ, you know, and I was like, listen, God is still blessing me through all of this. So I need to remain and stand still and let him deliver me, not people, not worry about what people have to say. So that's why I do what I do. And that's where my strength comes from, by my own experience.
Absolutely. We thank you for your example, for your strength, and for being transparent, because I think it's something that's needed. And we're excited that you're going to be joining us on Saturday, May 25th at Joy Fest at Carowinds, along with Kirk Franklin, along with Red Hammond and United Tenors, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Lecrae, and so many more. It's an incredible lineup, but I want to encourage everybody really to come out and witness the ministry that is LeAndrea Johnson in all of her splendor and pulling from all of her life experience. And we see it every time you hit the stage. So I thank you for that. And I want you to give everybody the final invitation out to come on and join us at Joy Fest.
All right, y'all. This is LeAndrea Johnson, and I encourage y'all to come out at Joy Fest. You experience God with us. You know, May 25th is going to be great. And get ready to have fun. Get ready to enjoy the other artists. And just get ready to be yourself and know who you are and whose you are. God bless.
Log on to PrayCharlotte.com for details on how you can join us for Joy Fest 2013. Right now, let's check in with Ryan for our first look at traffic. What's going on out there, B?